What is
What's up, Kenny? Hold on,
let me turn you up. What's up, Kenny? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you astoundingly well. You are sounding very nice, my friend, if I do say so.
Wow, long time.
Yeah, it's been really long time. The app actually decided to work this time.
Yeah, right. A minute, long time for the app to work.
No, but seriously, it has been a long time since we've talked in for more than three sentences.
And it not be on Destiny.
Oh, seriously. Oh, no, Destiny is where we do most of the talking, let's be honest.
Yeah. You would talk so much crap and get so many kills, and you'd be like, Kenny, where are you at?
Kenny, are you still in spawn? What are you doing over there? You're just over there shooting at the wall because you gave up and got mad at me.
No, I helped our team, though. I mean, it looked like I was shooting the wall probably because I was getting kicked at times.
Nah, it was fun, though. It's not always about winning. Maybe if I unplug my charger, it'll sound better. Oh, yeah, that's much
actually,
better.
Actually, you sound fine on there. So the age of responsibility, what's that about?
The age of responsibility. So recently, but not too recently, a lot of colleges have been looking into, campaigning to lower the drinking age. I just want to see where you stand on that and give you a little background information and stuff.
All right. Well, so go ahead and get some background information because I couldn't make out what to read on that thing.
So, 2006, like I said, it's not that recently, but it continues on to this day. 2006, a college club was founded called Choose Responsibility. It favored in licensing 18 to 21 year olds or 20 year olds to drink after they had completed an exhaustive 42 hours of instruction, including the history, chemistry, and physiology of alcohol, which could include sitting in AA meetings. First of all, just from that, how does that sound? How do you feel about lowering the drinking age?
I think after them having to go through the class like that, they probably would need one. I think in a way it's kind of, I think it's so that they understand the harmfulness of it and understand what it can do to someone's life to make them decide whether or not they want to do that or not. But here's my thing. A lot of people that do it now don't really care about the consequences. They do it to get drunk.
Exactly,
they don't think about the consequences.
Exactly.
They don't think about what. So I don't see this person must really want to drink. And not only that, the ones that are going to be your most responsible drinkers, I mean, that's a lot to go through. I mean, what do you get, like a badge?
You get the right to buy it cheaper.
Well, they do give you Google Eyes, so you can sit there and say, look, that's it. Now I can sip
my red wine at dinner now, legally.
Yeah, right. With my pink cup. I think it boils down to this. I think that they don't necessarily a lot of – when you're young – and stuff. A lot of them say if you're old enough to fight in the military,
exactly,
you should be old enough to drink. Which I think in that case, in instance, that may be true. But in this instance, I think if people are allowed in the military or they go to the military, then I think they should be allowed to drink if they're actually going to be on military duty or whatever thing. But usually that's a stupid idea. Anybody's waiting to happen. But I don't think, because usually the ones that are going to do it are going to do it regardless. They're not going to obey the age thing. So in my opinion, I think that the age thing about lowering the age is just, I think they'll legalize weed quicker than exactly. they'll lower that age for
so,
the alcohol.
In one part of the article, by the way, this is the article, should the drinking age be lowered, by John McLeod. It was in Time Magazine 2008. So, like I said, it was recent, but not too recent. God, I feel like 2008 was like nothing. Jeez, that's 10 years ago.
Yeah, that's when I met my girlfriend.
Like, it's not too recent. It's recent. It wasn't made in the 80s, is what I'm saying.
Ouch. Oh, my God. Ninja Smurf with the ninja stars. No. No.
So, I know it's more fun. One aspect, McCardle is the man that's saying this, took is at 18, you can vote, you can adopt children, you can sign up to go to Iraq, you can become a commercial pilot at 18. And treating alcohol differently makes it the holy grail of adulthood, he says. And the argument he was really trying to use was, because they can't get it often, they don't know how to use it responsibly. So then when they do get it, they binge drink in private at frat houses or wherever, you know?
I think the only reason why they do it is because they think that it's fun and they think that it's cool to do. But usually the ones that get done and drink it and stuff usually end up waking up the next night feeling like crap and saying they'll never do it again, only to do it again. I think when I binge drank one time when I was drinking with Uncle Michael there, definitely the taste and stuff is not the most. Yeah. For me, I've always been more of a flavor drink type of guy because if it's got fruity flavors, then I can gulp the thing down quicker because I just think of it as soda kind of. Soda with after fat, you know, sodas with a little bit. But I wouldn't say it's a holy grail. If anything, a lot of people, you always got that one. I think it's good to do if it was monitored. I think if you had parents that would be there for their kids when they were drinking and be monitored about it, that's one thing. But if you're there and you're not really watching, then your kids are going to go and do it somewhere else.
Exactly.
And they're going to act stupid, but if monitored by adult supervision, yeah, it's not going to be as bad.
Butt naked running down the street, hopefully.
Or stinger splashing anybody.
Exactly. So the way I really look at this is, if they were to lower the drinking age, I mean, I guess they should, because one, it's going to reduce occupation in jails, so that's a plus. So you have more rooms for the real criminals, like murderers, you know, heroin dealers, stuff like that. College kids, not college kids detoxing from a hard night of raging. And really, it can. I just spaced. Oh, right. So, if you are young and you are drinking a lot, you're going to do it anyway. So instead of criminalizing it, making it some aspect that makes it a little cooler, when you can't do something, it automatically becomes something you want to do more, because that's what's going to get your friends all hyped up. And you can be like, hey, bro, I was doing some crazy stuff last night. If it was legal, the culture behind it wouldn't really be like that anymore, you know? But with cigarettes, nobody goes around like, oh my God, I smoked 3 packs of cigarettes.
Yeah, right. I got such a nicotine buzz. I coughed up so hard last night.
A chunk of my lung fell out in the toilet.
Oh my God.
My cat ate it.
My cat's playing with my liver right now. or you brag about, you know, oh my goodness, what is this? It's like, oh man, I got so sugar buzzed. I drank so many sodas the night before.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
nobody drinks five monsters and they're like, oh my God, even though they feel, oh my God, you know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then in 3 minutes they crash hard. They're like,
sorry about that. I'm just coming off a cold right now, actually.
I was just gonna say, coming off a monster. Just forgive me, guys. I just got done down in a monster.
Secretly. Yes, secretly drink 82 monsters. But no, so there's this man, Justin McNeil, and he made a really good point of when the age of responsibility, like how it differs in different circumstances. So, for example, you know how you can't rent a car till you're about 25, right? In certain states, you know, stuff like that. But
yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. But by the time you're 21, you can be a cop. And you can be in high speed chases, and you can really change people's lives. But being a 23-year-old cop, you can't rent a car going to the airport. Sorry about that.
No, it does that for both those. Just a less. But when you listen to the recording, they don't hear the beep.
Oh,
that's just like a counter. So you kind of look and see what time it is and all that stuff.
Oh, I feel that. That's cool. I really like the accessibility of this app. It's really multifaceted. You can listen, you can make, you can. It streams it to seven different platforms. I actually looked at it, which is really cool. Yeah. So I don't know. Did you suggest my podcast to anybody, or did Mike? Do you know?
I know I've shared it and stuff. I know I've shared it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I saw I got more than two views, and I'm like, oh, whoa, who was that? It'd be cool if they showed you who viewed it, like if they showed you the profile of the people who viewed it.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool, so you can know kind of your crowd.
That's true.
But, yeah, you can work for the police and can't rent a car, which is – I found that interesting. Also – I totally lost that paper that I was looking at. When you force something behind closed doors, it becomes Mike was active. Unmonitored, like you said. And it becomes dangerous. That's when they find that more alcohol fatalities happen, is when it's behind closed doors and it's out of the view of actual responsible adults. And really the laws surrounding the drinking aren't even showing to have an effect.
No. No, that's why it would be pointless, honestly. I mean, if they were to do it, I don't know. People say, well, it would cause a little bit more or less fatalities and all this other stuff. But my thing is,
but it doesn't. If you can drink it responsibly, you're not going to go binge drink it. Hopefully, unless you're a raging alcoholic, which I mean, and then in those small amount of cases, you can address that with therapy, with counseling, with psychiatric help, you know, find the root of that issue, because I promise you it's not alcohol. I promise you, not making the alcohol is not telling them to drink it. Well, after you become addicted,
more the curiosity at first, and then after that, it's going to be of either trying to get that buzz or trying to be cool. But there's some people that would like to experiment it that would just be, there.
And then, ew, that's gross, and then leave it alone.
Yeah, or just experience it to themselves and stuff. But then you got the one person that's wanting to show out to prove that he's the most buzziest of buzz of all of them. And that's going to be the one that takes a jump off a cliff, only to find out that there's, to jump off 11 thing and find out that he ruined it for everybody because he smacked his head on the pavement.
Exactly. And really that's how our society uses, makes and addresses problems, not makes problems, but makes laws and addresses problems. You see this with, really in school, you see that a lot. One person's on their phone, take everybody's phone. You see it with gun laws too. that can be wrangled into the age of responsibility. How old do you need to be to own a gun responsibly? And I think, honestly, it's 18. If you are an adult, you should be able to protect yourself. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'd love to know.
Yeah, right now I'm trying to tell Mikey that I'm Michael, that I'm doing a podcast with you.
Oh,
and cool. he keeps sending, trying to get me to call.
You could always actually share the link, I think, and just show him like that way.
No, he said, "Oh, cool." He said, "Oh, cool." So he's, yeah. I don't know if we can. I don't know if I can send it though. Can I send it right now?
Yeah, I was able to text you while I was entering the thing.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I can't share it right now. He can go to that. Hold on, maybe I can. Hold on, I can go. You sent me.
Oh, if you go in through a chat head.
Yeah, hold on. Let's see. Send me that. Copy that link and send me that link again.
Can I leave the thing? Like, no, if I hit.
Don't leave. Don't leave. Hold on. I got it. I got it.
Did you have chat head open? Send me like literally send me anything. So it opens a chat head on my screen, and I can open a second app.
Hold on. I sent it to him. See if he can join in.
That'd be cool. But yeah, it's 16. You can get married with parents' permission. Oh, I remember what I was saying earlier. So another thing is, if they do lower the link, the drinking age, like in some European countries, they have it at 16.
Oh, wow.
Like that 16-year-old can just go and buy it. I mean, they still have their parents to worry about. Like, your majority of the time, you're with your parents, in theory. And if you're drinking, you're not going to drink. I mean, there's some 18-year-olds who don't drink because they still live with their parents. Like, not like the law governs every household. I mean, there are some laws that say you can't spank your kid, and then there are parents who still do it, you know? Not in every state, obviously, but, like, you know, some states. California. Yeah. Like, it has more to do with how the parents are going to continue raising it past this law. Did Mike accept the link? Or did he see it?
I sent it to him both times, Facebook and Hangouts. So.
Oh, that's cool. You got Hangouts? People actually use that?
Yeah, they do.
The three people, all of Kenny's friends, just Kenny's friends use it.
Ouchies.
Just like, you literally go on there, Kenny's like the most popular person.
I don't know about that. So
I actually know that was like people actually used it.
Yeah, it comes in handy. It just eats up a lot of your memory on your phone. That's the only thing.
Oh, it didn't come installed on your phone?
It does, but it always is doing updates.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. Well, not always, but it does do updates. But anyways, all right, so now that you got that out of your system,
yeah.
What do you think? Do you think that, in all summed up, do you think lowering the age is going to stop the irresponsibility that – yeah.
I think we'll see. I think it's going to be a more of a generational, how it works generationally. So like, if you lower it now, my generation isn't going to be raised in a culture that sees the drinking age low like this. We were raised at 21. It's always been the drinking age for us. We've never really had 18 is the drinking age. So I think it would be a shock to us if it happened. And two, I think the alcohol use would spike slightly for my generation. Your generation, you know, obviously wouldn't affect you. But I think once like we have kids, like the laws become settled and stuff, I think it will have a positive impact, because if you're raised in that kind of culture, you can learn to be more responsible with it, like in European countries.
That's true.
But if it happens when you're like, if you're 17 and the law says, hey, 16 year olds can get drunk, guess who's going to go and binge drink?
Yeah, true.
That 17 year olds who can now buy it, walk into a gas station and buy a bottle of Black Velvet.
They'll sit there and try to spend their parents' money on stuff to get wasted.
Exactly. So I think once, if they made the laws and the law settled out, the younger generations who didn't know anything other than this and haven't hit their party phase yet would take okay to it. Like, they wouldn't abuse it.
Yeah.
But I can't say that my friends wouldn't abuse the law, to be honest. I know a few people who, if drinking was legal, they would be dead.
Anything though that's done, that's kind of that's aggravating, you know. But in the sense of you're always going to have that one friend that the tragedy will happen because that one person thought that they were invincible, because when they drank and stuff, it does kind of give you the feeling that you're on top of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, unstoppable. And that's where you start seeing fatalities. You'd see a lot more younger fatalities.
Yeah.
And you'd have your contact.
They took of the split alcohol system, like in the European countries where they have like 16 for beer and stuff, and light alcohols like that. And then 21 for spirits. I could see that being a little, one, easier pass, and two, less abused, because then you have your outlet for your curiosity or whatever, and it wouldn't be super, you know, an extreme change.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. It definitely would be mind-blowing, though, just to see what all happens from it, though.
Yeah, it would be some real crazy stuff. What would be really interesting, though, is if we set up little, like, almost science experiments. Like, if you had, like, adults that would agree to raise their children in certain, like, certain small societies where they're cut off from the rest of the world, and, like, you give them a set of laws in their little town, and you see how that society progresses.
Oh my God. You talking about like Mormons?
Oh my God.
And they can only be with people in ages of 14 and younger? Oh my God. Oh, that took a derail.
Exploding from childbirth.
God.
Stretch marks from her toes to her head. Oh, she was 3 foot tall when she had a kid.
Oh my God.
Go from talking about should drinking be legal to Mormons with stretch marks. Jesus. But yeah, I'm gonna end it there. Great talk. I'll definitely continue talking to you after this, obviously. Just checking in with you, see how you've been. But yeah, this is the conclusion of, I don't have a name for it yet because I'm not that smart.
Buddy.
What? Oh yeah, age of responsibility. Definitely. Definitely going to be the name. What is the age of responsibility?
Yeah, there we go. Message me that so I can copy that and paste it in the title.
Wait, is this yours? Did I accept yours? I think you accepted mine.
This is yours. It gives it for both of us. It'll record for me, so I'll have one, and where you have one.
That is super cool. Oh my gosh. That's nasty there.
So what it's going to do is it's going to say that it's storing on the library, and then it's going to notify you when it's done. So it'll be in your library folder when this is over with.
But it'll be my library folder. Folder, yeah. Or will it be uploaded.
It'll be your library folder, and then when you click in the library folder, you'll be able to add it as one of your episodes. But
So
it's
that would not, it's not going to upload on its own, right? I can edit it first.
Yeah, you can edit it first. It'll be the default version. Will be on the default version. Will be on the in the library, but you can go to the library and edit the default version and upload it to one of your episodes. Choose what they hear. They won't hear what's in the library. They'll hear what you choose and edit. But the default version will be in the library once this is done. Yeah. Because it won't post immediately. It'll take it a couple of minutes.
Okay. But yeah, this
is. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Here.
Ninja Smurf. Are you going to be joining the gaming world anytime soon? Or is that a no-go?
Not until I buy my own Xbox One or PS. Kind of working that. And yeah. Currently. Trying to save up for a vehicle because I can drive that. I can drive an Xbox One.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, if I was One. Not saving up, I could throw money and buy an Xbox One S right now. But I think I'm going to buy a car because I can drive that. Because
true.
Can't get to the movies in your Xbox. Actually, Netflix, so, you know.
That's cool. All right, then. It was good talking to you on this, and think of whatever thing you want to talk about next time, and we can do a show on that. So, you kind of what we did on here, so that was actually really good, and I learned something, so it was actually really entertaining.
Feel free to throw me ideas. Any articles you find, we can talk about it. Just send me a picture. I'll read up and boast my opinion.
That's a good idea.
I like to. He can feel free to join in.
All right.
What's up?
I said, all righty then.
But yeah, I will be uploading. I don't know if I said I was going to be doing it on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or just Mondays and Wednesdays. But I get out of school early on Wednesdays. That's why I do it on Wednesday, because I have more time.
Gotcha. What time is it now where you're located?
7:19.
Daggum. It's 9:16.
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah, you and Mike are on the same time, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
But yeah, I'm gonna close out here. I may or may not be uploading Friday, so that'll be real. We'll wait and see. It'll be a treat if I do. But yeah, I'm gonna close out here. Nice talking to you, Kenny. It
likewise
is Wednesday. Jeez, I ended it at the same time. I'll see you next time.
All right.
Is my phone closed? Goodbye.